Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Sean Holliday, president of Plains Cotton Growers Incorporated. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
You know, we've been through times like this before. They're always very ugly times. There won't be as many farmers left when this is over as there was when it started. But most of your farm families have been out here and seen this. I haven't seen anything like this since the 80s, and that was probably one of the worst times that we've been out here on the farm. But I would just say that you've got to keep the last person standing in the fight mentality. You've got to be the last guy standing. You need to be out here and keep a shadow on your farm and try to save as much money as possible. But it's a situation where you've got to be very careful not to save the wrong money, because you have to be prepared to optimize production and reduce costs. That's a tall order, but we just got to keep our nose to the grindstone and try to get it done.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Keep supporting your organization, your grower organizations. Contribute to your PACs. If you've got access to a PAC, you need to be contributing to it, because we're going to have to do a lot of work in Washington. And that would be probably some of the best advice I could give right there.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the National Cotton Council has their own PAC, the Committee for Advancement for Cotton. There are several regional PACs that cotton growers can contribute to. There's one on the Plains. There's one in Southern. Everybody really has access to where they can contribute to a PAC. If you're a cotton farmer, you need to be prioritizing that, because that's money that, you know, we can do all kinds of regulatory things. We can do a lot of important things with dues money, but as far as getting in the rooms with the right people and helping with campaigns and building relationships with people that don't necessarily have cotton in their districts, PAC money is the way you get that done, through campaign contributions. And we've got to do a much better job at raising money for our PACs as cotton producers.